So you've prayed, you've gotten your amount of sleep that allows you to dream. Maybe you're not setting an alarm, so you're not startled when you wake up. Maybe somehow you can let yourself gradually wake up. You have yourself remember certain symbols. So in the night, you might wake up and remember a dream and think, oh, I'll remember that. I'm not going to write it down right now. It's the middle of the night. I'll wake myself up. You can kind of repeat that symbol or give yourself a way to remember that symbol so that when you wake up, okay, when I look at the lamp, I'm going to think red, and red is going to remind me of the red shirt I was wearing in the dream. You can try to do that. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. It's probably better to get the dream down if you have a dictaphone, if you have a phone near you, and it's really an important dream. If you wake up 3 a.m., it's really good to, even if you have to turn the light on, write it down. But often we don't think it's very important at the time. So whatever we're dreaming, it seems frivolous. Then we wake up. If we happen to remember it and we get it down, we think, wow, I'm glad I wrote that down because that's not frivolous at all. It's a very important message. It's something that I needed to know. So it could be something like, I was crossing a street during the daytime and the side of the street that I crossed over to was a better neighborhood. There were people there and the people were like A, B, and C. So you start to get more of a story. And you know that crossing the street means a change or something, that there's been a transition. So where you crossed over to makes a difference. It could be a negative place you move to, or it can be that you cross over temporarily and you know that in the dream and you're going back. So it could be an assignment or something you have to take care of or clean up on that side of the street and then come back. So again, never literally, it's just showing you something. So while you're dreaming, you might think, no big deal, cross the street, wake up, get some more details, realize God's telling you something about either an assignment or a change or something for the better or something for the worse, then you've got that information. So if you can't wake yourself up in the middle of the night and you get up and you do happen to just scribble down as fast as you can before you do anything else, before you turn on your phone or check your phone, write down or say into your phone a couple words that are symbols that are going to jog your memory to get more details about the dream. So if you get those details down at least, and you have to run off and go to your day, you can come back later, and you hopefully want to come back as soon as possible to get those details down. The more details you get, the better the information. He gives us details because he wants us to know the details. A lot of dream interpreters, some will really want all the details of the dream, and that's a lot of information, and some will ask you for a very concise overview of that dream. And both ways work because it's God that interprets dreams. So it can be very time-saving to a dream interpreter to have a concise representation of your dream and then ask you questions if they need to know more information. The longer dreams with all the details, it's probably better for that person to summarize it just because it does take a lot of time. And a lot of those details don't matter, even though details matter. There's only certain details that matter. And it's the main crux of the message that matters. So even where Jesus was telling parables, he didn't go into the most complex detail when he was talking about a parable. He said specific details, but it was still very simple. So it's not always necessary when someone has a certain color shirt. Sometimes that matters, sometimes it doesn't. But usually it's just the main symbols that you're looking at. It's going to make it a lot more simple. So that's a key to when you're interpreting dreams. Don't get lost in all the details. Say, you know the main symbols. You can do a summary after you write down the dream and say, okay, what's the setting? Who are the characters? How did I feel? And how would I summarize the dream? What would I call it? What would be the title of the dream? And again, you're not always going to know that just by analyzing it because you're using your human mind. So we do need God. We need to go to him in prayer and say, God, what did this mean? You can get a certain idea, but remember, we're not relying on our rational senses. And we can just assume that we know what it means. And usually we're wrong, and we will find out later. So we really do need help to exercise that Holy Spirit prayer when we're interpreting dreams and not relying on our rational mind. Another tip is to ask God for interpretation of a certain dream in your dreams. Say you're praying on a dream, and you're really sincerely praying, but you do not hear. You can ask him to come into your dreams and for it to be revealed in a dream. And sometimes he will just automatically tell you the dream and the interpretation right in the dream. And the closer you are to him, it seems like he does that more. Or you get a partial interpretation because you're only supposed to know so much right now. and then you'll get the rest later. And if he decides he's not going to interpret a dream for you for whatever reason, he might be drawing you to a dream interpreter for a specific reason. So sometimes God wants to lead you to a prophet or a counselor or somebody that can speak into your life because he's trying to show you that you need a man or woman of God that is able to coach you and help you move in the gifts and live out the faith and deepen in your faith. And if you're at home alone and you're not able to figure out your dreams, it could be him drawing you to get help and to sincerely show you. Absolutely, every Christian needs someone that's stronger than them in the faith that they can learn from. And a lot of times people are intimidated by the Christian walk, or if they're new Christians or they're not considering themselves very clean. And it could be people that come from a lot of abuse or come from families that were not living righteously, and maybe people that want to continue in sin even. They really don't want the person of God to know them that well or to speak into their life that well. So there can be a hiding away, and sometimes God is saying, I'm not going to show you what this dream means because I want you to start to connect and open up to someone speaking into your life. And we all need that, and it's a risk to do it. It's something we have to pray for, to find it and to find that right person, because there are wolves out there all over the place, and it is a dangerous thing to have to seek that and not know. So we can't rely on our own strength. That's why we need to pray for a man or woman of God, for him to send that person and for him to give that connection and for that other person, that mentor in the faith, to respond to you so that you know that it's from God and you're able to work together. In the scriptures, Paul was wanting where to go next when he was doing his ministry work. God knew Paul was moving in the things of God. He was willing and he was moving and he was active and he was able. So he got that message. So when you're moving ahead in the faith, you're moving ahead in faith, and you don't know yet exactly what the details are of where you're going, but you're going by faith and you're doing what you can in the moment, whatever God puts before you to do, or whatever Holy Spirit leads you to do in obedience, you're going forward, you're moving. With that, God will come into your dreams and he'll give you specific instructions like it happened with Paul. You'll never just start to go out there and then just be left. When God knows you're active and you're starting to move in your ministry, he will always get the information to you of where he wants you to go. And if it's a big thing, sometimes you'll have to wait for that, but he will keep you very busy. In the meantime, Holy Spirit will be showing you things to do. And so there's no thing too small to do for the kingdom of God. So if you are doing something very small, or even your pastor or minister or someone is asking you to do something and it's small, go ahead and do that, because you're showing God your faithfulness. You're showing God that you can do the little things. The Bible says if you're faithful in the little things, you'll be faithful in much. It's important that you're able to show. It's just like our testing. We do get tested and our faith is tested. So we do have to prove, I am faithful in the little things. And if we're denying the little things by either saying I'm not ready or this is too small for me, then we're just going to miss out on the opportunities that could be coming after that. Those little things need to be done. And it's important for people that are starting out in ministry to be listening to those little things and responding and helping out to those people that need the help and that are putting these opportunities out. And it's an honor to be helpful and be part of the body of Christ. And being, remember, we're all members of one body, so no one person can do it all. And so when we're operating with other people, even if they are stronger in the faith, so say you do have pastors and ministers that you're helping, they can't do it all, and we can't expect them to do it all. We're all part of that army. We're all part of that body. And so when we participate, we start to feel like we are actually unified as part of that body and functioning in the way that we should be. And that builds our faith, and that gets us moving in more of the gifting and more of the activity and more of the blessing. Okay, so that should really get you started. You've got a great foundation now. You know how to approach dream interpretation. You know how to receive your dreams. You know how to pray for your dreams. You know how to write down your dreams and start to form a summary of your dreams and to look for symbols of your dreams. So now we can start to look into some dream symbols. So the next segment will go through dream symbols, different things that they can mean, some really common symbols, And then we're going to go deeper into dream themes in another segment. So let's get right into it.